You're going to be real lucky if one flies by you and you can identify it, you know, through image or anything like that. But incidentally, this is not a penny buzzer, this is a common buzzer, just in case. They spend a lot of time loafing about in the woods. That's another reason that you don't see them. And colours don't help you. They come in all colours. I mean, I haven't seen one like this in a book. This is a bird in Wales that's been nesting for several years. The purple male, we call him, and you can see why. I mean, it's the most unusual plum colour, a beautiful bird, absolutely beautiful bird. But if you're trying to identify honey buzzards from plumage, you're missing the point, because you get them that colour, you'll get like this female at intermediate, you can get like this nesting Shropshire, and all white bird underneath. And they've got every sort of colour in between. So trying to identify them from plumage, I think, is a loser to begin with. If you're going to go down that road, then you're again very, very limited. You need to be able to identify honey buzzards, you know, from their structure. Every book you pick up will tell you honey buzzards got three bars on the tail. And I can imagine loads and loads of birds going around looking for three bars on the tail. Now that's a good honey, and he's close. You know, if that flew by you, you know, you'd think you were lucky. And yet you don't see three bars on the tail. It's just lighting. If you look at that one, it's a good honey. You can't see the bars on the tail. I've just used it. If you start looking for plumage details or start thinking you have to see plumage details to identify honeys, you're going to miss the point. The thing with it is you've got to identify honeys from their shape and structure.